is on fire. Good morning. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And the girl that's on fire this morning is Christina Leavenworth, Pensacola Real Estate. Yes, girl.
I
thought
of
you immediately. I said, what song? This girl is on fire. She's always got things going on. She's one of the best realtors around and with Levin Rinke Realty. So we are talking real estate, but it's the time for you. This is your time.
Interest rates went up. Fed goes down. Interest rates go up because it's off of the federal treasury bond, which mortgage rates depend on. It's just a weird way this all works. But the whole idea is as Fed rates go down over time, eventually those mortgage rates will tick down. But what we're telling a lot of buyers out there, it's a great time to buy right now with the holidays coming up. Definitely a time if you're thinking about making a move. It's all just basic economics. If there's not a whole lot of buyers out there, that's your time because it's supply and demand.
Right.
Once more buyers enter the, you know, the marketplace and interest rates go down, then now you have bidding wars, you get stressed out, all that stuff.
Okay.
For our sellers out there, we're saying right now is a really great time for us to come on over. Let us look at your houses. Let's get our game plan together. Let's get our marketing plan together and get your home on the market after the first of the year. That's what we're really recommending because the springtime is the busiest time to sell. And we've seen that year after year. So let's use that to our advantage for you. Mm-hmm. And for our buyers out there, let's buy some houses now.
That sounds good to me.
And a lot of people don't realize, like I hear all the time, like, but those interest rates, we can buy them down. Mm-hmm. And it's a very, like, strategy wise, if it was me out there and I was buying a house, I would come in at probably full list price, but I would ask for that seller to buy down my interest rate as low as they could get it. Because if you look at a $300,000 house and then versus it being maybe a $285,000 house, that difference in a payment is really tiny. Mm-hmm. But if you can get the interest rate down from a 7 to like a 4.5, the difference in that is about $400 a month.
No, that's a huge difference.
And your difference in from a purchase price will not be $400 a month. Does that make sense?
And the seller is able to do that.
So that rather than saying, hey, I'm going to offer $285, go, hey, I'm going to give you your $300,000, but I want you to give me $15,000 or $20,000, however much it is, to buy down my interest rate.
Okay.
The maximum you can buy it down. So that's what I would be doing strategy-wise to get it down. And if you're sitting at a 3% and if you're going up to 4.5%, it's not that big of a stretch. But if you're at 3% going to 7%,
that's a big difference.
Painful.
Yes, that's a big difference. And that's why you're so good at what you do, because you know all this information, you know the strategies. You can come in and really assess the situation and make those recommendations. And speaking of recommendations, if you have a question for Christina this morning, just text it in at 850-437-1620, or you can give us a call at that same number, 850-437-1620, and we'll answer any questions you might have.
Yes, I love the questions. They're so fun. Yeah. I love it even more when I don't know the answer, because then I have to go learn something and figure it out.
Right.
But it's so fun when you've been in this for a while and people ask you things and you're like, hey, I know that. Absolutely. Like, let me help you here, type of thing.
Well, and that's what's so great about what you do, because you have been doing this a while now. You're very good at it. How many houses have you sold?
Oh, my goodness.
Just out of
this fun. Year, we're at like 150. So this year, we're at 150.
Wow.
And when you do it all day, every day, you're fine. We have some crazy things happen. So when that comes up again, it's like, actually, I've dealt with this, and here's how we overcome it.
What's the craziest thing that's ever happened?
I mean, just recently, the city couldn't find permits
because
they went to a new system. Mm-hmm. And the permit was showing and it was open, but it wasn't open. And no one could find the original roofer. And
so the
builder told it was one roofer, but it wasn't actually that roofer. So then we found another roofer and we ended up just going to City Hall and they ended up finding what we needed because we were going to possibly have to put on a new roof. It was just a whole bunch of things. I mean, that's one thing that happened recently. Right now, I mean, we have solar panels and the seller has never made one payment.
And, oh, gosh.
And they have no data on it. They have no records or anything. They have not gotten anything in the mail.
It's the
strangest thing.
So they were installed and then that was it.
Yeah. And they're like, we know we owe something.
Okay.
And so we've called the original company. They go, we don't have that. So then now we believe another company has it,
but then
no one will give information. And that type of thing, we're doing, again, that journalist background, it's like, okay, let's get on a three-way call because we need the seller on the phone with us as we do it.
Where your investigative skills
and go, okay, let's
in.
Get on a three-way call. We are going to be on the call because we know the questions to ask.
Right.
Is that something happening right now? We always have something happening.
That's wild. I've never heard of something like that. And we'll just ignore it then if they didn't send us a bill. Yeah, okay.
I mean, we just don't want it to come up and bite anyone in the butt.
Well,
so.
Yeah, that's not a good
Recently,
thing.
We had all the disclosures said that the HOA was like $8,000 a year, and we kept hearing that, and I verified it. Well, something just made me go, something feels off here. Mm. So I emailed the HOA manager being like, hey, can you confirm this has been paid in full? She's like, no, HOA dues are $22,000 a year.
Whoa, that's a big difference.
So things like that that come up.
Wow.
And
well,
finding,
good for you
finding
for
that out before they spend money on inspections or appraisals anything like that. That's why you really need a realtor on your side, because I know a lot of people think, oh, I can do this on my own. But things like that, when it's your most expensive asset, the most expensive purchase you'll ever make, you need someone that's looking out for those things.
Absolutely. Well, let me see. We've got a couple texts that have come in. So let's see. Can you advise or estimate how much value a new, 10 kilowatt solar system adds to the home?
Unfortunately, right now, appraisers are not giving it hardly any value. The last we heard is that they're giving it about $5,000 worth of value. That's the appraiser. And the solar panels are eating into a lot of their equity. So we definitely like to talk to someone before they are doing solar to figure out what their goals are. How long are you going to be in the home? Also, we had a solar company put solar panels on a 2003 roof. That was so irresponsible.
Absolutely.
Because that roof has to be replaced.
Right.
And now to take those solar panels off and put them back on again, it's $10,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Things like that where
that
just talk
no
to
sense.
Us. And a lot of people don't understand solar here. They mm-hmm. really don't. So until
talk about it a little bit, because I'm not that familiar with it, to be honest with you.
People come in and then they're like, wait, I'm going to have to maintain these. I don't know how to do this. Like, we'd rather just have our normal roof.
Mm-hmm.
However, if, you know, going more green is super important to you, knowing what your bill will be every month. I know when FPL came in, bills jumped quite a bit. So a lot of people said, I'm going to go to solar. So I just know what I have and I can bank it. We've sold with solar, but a lot of the solar companies will tell you, oh, the buyer can just assume your loan. The buyers don't want to assume your loans.
Right.
They don't want to. Like, if you added a pool and you have a loan on it, they don't want to assume that. That was your choice.
Right.
So we're finding that. But the solar companies that promise people, oh, well, yeah, they'll just get assumed at closing. No.
Yeah.
And also, sometimes it throws off the buyer's financing if they now have to assume another loan.
Wow, I didn't even think about that. Yeah,
so now they
course.
Have an extra loan on top of that. So it's tricky territory. However, if it is something that you're passionate about and you think you're going to be in that home a long time and you have a newer roof, we can definitely hook you up with some reputable companies. And just even ask them the right questions. Hey, if I need to replace my roof, will you cover taking those on and off?
Right.
There's a lot of fine print in those solar contracts.
See, that's really good to know. Good question. Okay, I've got another question that just came in. What is the margin between purchasing a home and building a new home?
Ooh, right now, build costs for a pretty standard home is around $200 a square foot.
Wow.
So that's what you're seeing. And it's just a lot of cash outlay mm-hmm. between like getting your architectural plans, doing that sort of stuff. If you're buying a spec home that's new, that's a totally different scenario. Because mm-hmm. that is like buying an existing home. They have relationships in bulk where they are getting lower costs as far as sheetrock, all that. If you're hiring a small builder, they have their subs. And the way it typically works when you build is a construction to perm loan. So you pay interest only on the draws up until your home is complete.
Okay.
So if it takes 2 years to build your home, you are going to have payments along that. At the beginning, they're very low because you haven't taken that much out. But toward the end, you have taken out pretty much your entire loan. So you're paying a full mortgage payment on it and possibly mortgage on something else. And that can be a little tricky.
That gets expensive.
Building can be really great, though, if you have the contacts and you mm-hmm. have the experience and you know the pricing. And you kind of jump in as an assistant GC.
right. General contractor.
I've built three homes and I'm very type A. I'm very organized.
No.
I
would never think that.
And even with that, it's still subs just don't show up because they get pulled to another job. And so mm-hmm. then because this couldn't be done, your floors can't be laid for another 3 weeks. And the delays are insane.
Wow.
And almost every builder out here, I love them all. They all tell you a certain date. double it.
Yeah, and I've never heard of one coming in early.
They don't mean for it to happen that way. It's just life comes. Or, that tile that you ordered is actually on back order for 3 months, and we can't lay your countertops until the backsplash is up, or vice versa. Or we can't lay countertops go first, then backsplash.
Right.
So
it gets complicated.
Different things like that. In our area, though, it depends on what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. If you want to put time and money into it and buy an existing home and renovate it, that would probably be a little bit cheaper than going the building route.
That makes sense. You're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Our guest this morning is Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty. Informative, local, dependable. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. And we did get another one in just now. So does Christina do new build sales?
Yeah. Yes, all the time.
Okay.
All the time. So we do those. I mean, we work with D.R. Horton. We do it with Adams. And we're able to negotiate really great things for you. We have someone under contract right now. And the first year, his interest rate is going to be 2.5%. Mm-hmm. The next year, it's going to be 3.5%. And then it's finally going to settle at 4.5%. And he got $10,000 in closing costs. So it's a really good deal for him. And some of them, depending on where they might be, you might qualify for USDA loans, which are zero down. And you have them paying the closing costs. And it's cheaper than trying to obtain a rental. Because a rental, they're going to want first and last month's rent.
Right.
Here, you're really coming with zero down.
That's great.
Which is pretty cool. So call us if you ever want to go out there. If you walk into one of the one of their model homes, say, hey, I'm working with the Christina Leavenworth team, and give us a call because we can help with the negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do, I call it the blue tape walkthrough, and they kind of don't like it. The builders get annoyed with us, but they know it because they give you blue tape and you get to be as nitpicky as you want.
Oh, I've never heard of the blue tape walkthrough.
So
okay.
We go through, and if we see the tiniest thing, we're opening and closing every single drawer. We're turning on the faucets. But if you see any paint touch-up that's needed, or if you see the floor looks kind of weird here.
Mm-hmm.
If the sheetrock has a little divot in it, this is your time to be the most nitpicky. And we really pride, we go on it and we pride ourselves on it. And one guy, he's like, I need you there. I can't buy a home without you.
And I love going to, and he
like, I don't think I'm doing anything special, but he's like, oh my gosh, good catch, Christina. But it's just having more eyes on it. It's having
and
that
experience.
Extra set of eyes. And also, I'm not afraid to say that paint doesn't look good. I need you to redo it.
Mm-hmm.
And the buyer on their own would probably be, no, it looks okay.
It's okay. Yeah.
It's fine. And we're the ones doing that. So,
right.
But yeah, we help with new homes all the time. And if you want to do a new build, a custom new build, we can certainly help you with the land, help you with the banks that you, because you need a special type of loan, and also give you some good builder recommendations.
That's a great question.
And we do that all the time. And we also love consulting, being like, look at this floor plan. What do you think? And we can say, we really think, the primary bedroom should be downstairs for resale. We think this, and just giving you our own insight.
Well, you want your dream home to be your dream home,
yes.
Right? You really want it to be what you want. But at the same time, knowing those things about, if a little further down the road, will this sell?
Exactly.
So that's smart. It's
and
planning
also,
ahead.
And also, just everyone feels that they're going to be young and vital forever. But we will say, as you get older, those stairs may annoy you.
Mm-hmm.
And say it in a very tactful way. That sort of thing.
Right?
Or like, hey, when I'm 70, I don't want to be going upstairs.
Right.
I know that you're super strong and can do it. But we bring up things like that. Or say,
smart.
Adding a fourth bedroom would really be a smart idea.
Right.
And different things like that.
That makes a lot of sense. We're talking with Christina Leavenworth this morning, Pensacola Real Estate, with Leavenworth Realty, News Radio 92.3. If you want to ask a question, just text it in at 850-437-1620.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you this morning.
And if you are wanting to, if you are interested in new builds or any of that, our number is 850-378-1260. And one of my team members will pick it up and be able to help you immediately.
That sounds great. Say that number one more time.
850-378-1260. And just save it as your realtor for life.
There you go.
And then that way you just have to search in your phone by realtor.
Realtor for life.
And then you got it and we can help you. And we truly do love helping. If you ask hey, do you mind looking this over? Even if it doesn't mean a sale for us, it's building more relationships.
Well, let's get back a little bit now talking about this time of year.
Yes.
And we touched on it a little bit before, but this really is a good time
for
buyers.
It's a good time to buy.
I did not know that. For some reason, I'm thinking holidays, maybe not, but you're saying
well,
the
it
opposite is
interesting.
True.
Everyone said, wait until after the election, and things have picked up. So we have three homes. One went under contract last night. I think one will go under contract today. Another one went under contract Monday.
Wow.
That we're sitting for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we have seen things pick up. But during this time of year, just you know, every year, like historically, it's slower. People have Thanksgiving, they have Christmas, that sort of thing. So it might be an opportunity to get a better deal.
Right.
So if you're a buyer out there, we can certainly coach you through that and help you. And some of these new home builders, they have inventory. They want to offload.
Of course.
And we constantly know which ones have the best rates, the best deals, and it changes almost daily.
Really?
Which is crazy. And it changes by community. So you really need to talk to us if you're like, hey, this is what I'm looking for. We could say, all right, here's the three communities offering it, and here's how you can do it. And as a seller, like while it's a little slower, it's a great time for us to get in there, give you a to-do list saying, all right, we're going to get your home on the market January 15th. Here's what I need you to do over the next 2 months.
Okay. Well, we just got a comment
okay.
from one of our listeners. You ready?
Oh, gosh.
This girl really is on fire.
Aww.
Wow.
Aww. Was it my husband?
I don't have a name attached to it, but yes, you are. And we do have another question, too, talking about sales. Are perm loans hard to get, and does Christina do a lot in Santa Rosa County?
Oh, we do a ton in Santa Rosa County. I live over in Santa Rosa County.
Oh, okay.
So we do a ton in Pace, Milton, Gulf Breeze, Navarre. We're out there every day.
Okay.
Yeah, we're out there every day. So everything. We go to Alabama, so we do Baldwin County mostly, like Gulf Shores and Orange Beach, and then we go, you know, Pace, Milton, Navarre. And then we also, sometimes we'll go out to Destin and stuff. It just depends.
Well, and you have the Levin Rinke network.
Yeah, we have
right?
the network as well.
There's so many realtors.
And if there is anything outside of our bread and butter, we'll certainly be able to pair you up with a realtor if you
right.
needed to go out there. You had another question.
The first part of the question was, are perm loans?
Perm loans
hard to get.
So they're a little bit.
Explain what a perm loan is.
So it's construction to perm.
Okay,
so what they do, so that to permanent.
Oh,
so
okay.
construction to permanent. So they, it's a adjustable rate during your construction period. So you'll see it, and they can only go so high type of thing. Like they put a cap on it. Typically, they are wanting around 20% down. But if you already have the land, your land will be factored in on that because they want your loan to value to be about 80% at the highest. So that does that make sense?
Kind of, yeah.
So they can factor that in. I can get more in detail with that. But you have to go. It's mostly local banks or credit unions that really do them. And it's a little bit more complicated because anytime the bank approves a draw. So it says, okay, we are doing the framing draw now.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be licensed contractors, all that stuff. And then they go, okay, we see pictures, they drive by, check, you get the money. And because they want to make sure you don't have an unscrupulous builder
sure.
taking all your money and not doing the work.
Right.
Because
right.
the bank, it's the bank's money on the line.
Correct.
So they do that, and then they need to see your plans. They do a pre-construction appraisal to say, hey, this is what we think it'll be worth once it's built. It's a little bit more complicated, but it's how most people build custom homes.
Okay.
It's the only way to do it. And so you have that adjustable rate. So if you've pulled out $30,000, your payment's going to be teeny tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get to $200,000, $300,000, it's going to be more significant. But that really is supposed to only be at the end of your building period.
Gotcha.
But if it's taken a while to get a CO,
mm-hmm.
a certificate of occupancy,
right.
or different things, it can be annoying.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, custom builds are stressful. It is a full-time job, but you get the home you want.
Well, in the end, it's so gratifying.
It's very gratifying. It's really cool to say, hey, this wasn't on the earth and now it is.
And this is what I wanted. It has the little things that I've
always
wanted
in
my
wanted.
Home.
And depending on what you're looking to do, I could definitely point you to different builders that can accomplish that. And again, picking out all this stuff, there are thousands of colors of white. You can't just say, I want white. And
this that would not be good for me.
Knobs, so many knobs, so
right.
many sizes.
Yes.
Doorknobs. I mean, yeah, what color do you want your hinges?
All the detail.
So
it's kind of fun, but it's also a little overwhelming.
Yeah, so I've built three homes. By the third one, I'm like, here's the PowerPoint. Here's the Excel spreadsheet.
Oh, look at you.
But then there's still mistakes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
that's the thing. So you have to give them such a detailed plan. And it can be stressful, but I think I thrive in it.
Yeah,
so.
See, I would want you to be, if I was going to build a home, I would call you first just because I know you're a great decorator
yeah.
and have an eye for decor yeah. and detail.
So I have a girl I actually have that does it for me.
So
she helps because she's that good where she sees things that I won't see and she can see it in seconds
mm-hmm.
where she goes, do this, do that. And it lives in her head. And she is great. So on the third build, I utilized her
wow.
to be like, what color should I do? Because
mm-hmm.
She can do it in seconds versus me, my brain hurting and me being overwhelmed at Sherwin-Williams and losing sleep about colors and having nightmares.
With all the what do they call those little things with the color pads or whatever, that where the samples,
color samples on your bed. And then, and then it can be a lot. Yeah. But if, there's a lot of credit unions do the construction to perm loans.
Okay, very good.
I believe Gulf Winds does it. I think Harvesters does it. Service First might. So different places like that.
So this is probably a very naive question, but if I was suddenly won the lottery and I wanted to build on the water, in the first step was I see this property and it's a lot.
Yeah.
Is that the first step?
Yeah. Finding the land. Because everything you build is going to be based off of that land.
Mm-hmm.
Your setbacks, what zoning says you can do, how high you can go. So you really do that. And then after you find the land, talking to an architect, there's a due diligence period to make sure you can build what's needed.
Mm-hmm.
I had someone once who was building and they bought a waterfront lot. And during their due diligence, they realized that the area for where the septic tank could go was just smack in the middle of the property.
Oh, wow.
And there was really no way to build the home around it.
So
they ended up having to go a different route on a different property because of that. So there's really important things you need to find out. And again, as a realtor helping you, those are things where we can say, here's your checklist and we'll help them. Because you have to have a test, like if it's septic, you have to have a test to make sure septic could go in and what that looks like and how big it needs to be. And
there's so many details,
the building's complicated.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
But you can get lots of new homes that other builders are doing this work for you and they happen to be new, and we can get you in there and give you a whole list of all the options out there.
Wow. Okay. Time has flown by.
I love it.
We've got about a minute left. So just one more time, give everybody your contact information, how they can reach you and Facebook, everything.
850-378-1260. And honestly, if you just Google Christina Leavenworth, we come up. We have our Facebook. Just give us a call or text us anytime. And if you need to talk to me specifically at that very second, just let my team know. Sometimes people have gotten mad because they felt like they were gatekeepers. I can't answer right now. And they're more than qualified to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to help people as fast as we can. So we have it ring out to the whole team. But if you absolutely have to talk to me, say, I really need to talk to Christina. And I'll call you as soon as I get off a radio show.
So you need to tell your team now if someone wants to talk to the girl who's on fire.
Yes. They're all on fire and they're amazing. And they can get you the answers right away.
That sounds great. So Christina Leavenworth, always just so much information that's so helpful. So thank you so much for being here this morning. Again, your contact info.
850-378-1260. Just write Realtor for Life and that way we can always be in touch with you.
And you're on Facebook?
Facebook, Christina Leavenworth, Pensacola Home Experts, you'll find us.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here this morning, Christina. You're listening to Pep Talk with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.